Do not do these unconscious things or think these unhumanitarian thoughts. You defile mankind and God's intention. I, the Christ, who came to teach you love and forgiveness, say this to you now. If governmental and military personnel will lay down this negative pattern of thinking and simply sit in prayer and meditation asking forgiveness and a new opportunity, there is yet time to cleanse many souls and reach the positive love energy of God's magnificent peace. Call on any great beings of the spiritual world whose words touch your own heart. Ask them to tell you the truth about your actions. Establish contact with the good and cease the path which now you tread full of vanity and without compassion for humankind. Ask. See what happens. For no prayer of sincere heart is left unanswered. You shall receive guidance and assistance. Oh, I hear the reply come forward, but our intention is to protect ourselves. And I say to you that you cannot protect yourself against evil by returning evil action. Have you not heard my message? Did I not say to turn the other cheek? Why would I say this? Why would I tell you not to defend yourself? Because the need to defend means you do not understand that there is nothing to defend. All is God. Your only permanent object is a soul. You have nothing else but idols. Your house, your money, your automobiles or airplanes or buildings are impermanent. I tell you they are illusions. And if you put great store in them, you cannot believe in God. Be willing to give your illusions away and your lives will change. Be willing to use them in God's service and they will have value. Hear me. Ask within what your path should be. If you love God and humanity and seek only to grow and serve, your little life will find its perfect niche. And through your joyful connection with the heavenly realms, you will be supported every step of the way up the mountain. There is a plan beyond your finite minds which you deny and resist, my brothers and sisters. Accept, if you will, that we are physically present in many dimensions, including your physical earth, and that we can speak to you by mental telepathy once your higher meditative connections have been established. Only a few can see us appear in the physical now, but one day the soul sight will return and the veil of blindness will be removed forever. Be assured that in the process of meditation you will gain the true knowing and understanding, and that you may possibly experience hearing with the inner ear or seeing with the inner sight. These gifts from the unused portions of your pineal gland and the human brain are stimulated by the meditative process, by the practice of an awakened love. All persons who seek God will succeed through this meditation in which you sit quietly and still your mind. Once quiet and at peace, your soul's higher vibrations can penetrate your usually busy minds and speak to you in support of personal and universal peace. Like the invisible power source which comes through your radio or TV reception, which you accept as perfectly natural, your soul can come insightfully to your receptive brain once your set is tuned in. There has never been a greater opportunity to grow in love and service, never a more fruitful opportunity for expansion in your soul's journey into higher consciousness, true space. We call upon all of the scientific, military or government leadership of this planet to hear these remarks of their hearts and souls. No matter your past course, if you change now, the very air you breathe is particularly potent in these next months to assist you in giving up negative thoughts and actions. The sunshine has more love. The moon glows more fully with a cleansing power to release the hidden miseries and confusions in your subconscious memory. Take advantage of this support and use it wisely. Choose the love core now. Do to all humanity only that which you would have done unto yourself. The scientists of this world should realize that spiritual power is the basis of what you call science. For who is a greater physicist than I, the Christ? Who among you on earth has used God's ability to come from energy into matter and return back again? I tell you that true science is using the universal laws with purity of intention. You can play at magic and destruction, but they are not science. This was the model I brought before and that I request you follow now. Use purity of intention to explore the many mysteries beyond your ken. I tell you that if you come from the Spirit, these and greater things shall you do. Without love, your discoveries can lead only to misery and suffering for all. Finally, I invite you to join me, and all of the heavenly forces, In this golden age when much will be revealed to those of the open heart who love God above all else, many universal laws will be given the peaceful scientists. Many mysteries will be explained. Remember that the unloving may not go forth into the stars because they would be too dangerous there to themselves and others. But those of light and goodwill can. Make your choice, make it in love. Humanity's path is strewn with the evil names of history. Be careful how you select your place. Consider how your name will appear in the annals of remembrance. Consider also why there are thorns on a rose, or watch the wasps, hornets, yellow jackets and flies swarm around you, giving you little to enjoy. Remember why this is so: an attempted form of creation which has failed because there was no reverence in its pattern and image. The test of our father/mother's work is always beauty and the gift of love. For love try to play God with terrible repercussions for all of mankind. Do not do these unconscious things or think these unhumanitarian thoughts. You defile mankind and God's intention. I, the Christ, who came to teach you love and forgiveness, say this to you now. If governmental and military personnel will lay down this negative pattern of thinking and simply sit in prayer and meditation asking forgiveness and a new opportunity, there is yet time to cleanse many souls and reach the positive love energy of God's magnificent peace. Call on any great beings of the spiritual world whose words touch your own heart. Ask them to tell you the truth about your actions. Establish contact with the good and cease the path which now you tread full of vanity and without compassion for humankind. Ask. See what happens. For no prayer of sincere heart is left unanswered. You shall receive guidance and assistance. Oh, I hear the reply come forward, but our intention is to protect ourselves. And I say to you that you cannot protect yourself against evil by returning evil action. Have you not heard my message? Did I not say to turn the other cheek? Why would I say this? Why would I tell you not to defend yourself? Because the need to defend means you do not understand that there is nothing to defend. All is God. Your only permanent object is a soul. You have nothing else but idols. Your house, your money, your automobiles or airplanes or buildings are impermanent. I tell you they are illusions. And if you put great store in them, you cannot believe in God. Be willing to give your illusions away and your lives will change. Be willing to use them in God's service and they will have value. Hear me. Ask within what your path should be. If you love God and humanity and seek only to grow and serve, your little life will find its perfect niche. And through your joyful connection with the heavenly realms, you will be supported every step of the way up the mountain. That is why we are able and willing to assist you in your own time of tribulation and inner choice. We have a map for you. We know the way. Accept, if you will, that we are physically present in many dimensions, including your physical earth, and that we can speak to you by mental telepathy once your higher meditative connections have been established. Only a few can see us appear in the physical now, but one day the soul sight will return and the veil of blindness will be removed forever. Be assured that in the process of meditation you will gain the true knowing and understanding, and that you may possibly experience hearing with the inner ear or seeing with the inner sight. These gifts from the unused portions of your pineal gland and the human brain are stimulated by the meditative process, by the practice of an awakened love. All persons who seek God will succeed through this meditation, in which you sit quietly and still your mind. Once quiet and at peace, your soul's higher vibrations can penetrate your usually busy minds and speak to you in support of personal and universal peace. Like the invisible power source which comes through your radio or TV reception, which you accept as perfectly natural, your soul can come insightfully to your receptive brain once your set is tuned in. There has never been a greater opportunity to grow in love and service, never a more fruitful opportunity for expansion in your soul's journey into higher consciousness, the true space. We call upon all of the scientific, military or governmental leadership of this planet to hear these remarks in the recesses of their hearts and souls. No matter your past course, if you change now, the very air you breathe is particularly potent in these next months to assist you in giving up negative thoughts and actions. The sunshine has more love. form of creation which has failed because there was no reverence in its pattern and image. The test of our father/mother's work is always beauty and the gift of love. For love creates only love, and any demonstration less than that is not of God. No loving consciousness would create a thing of beauty and arm it with bark before this once perfect Garden of Eden. Do you not think the myths of half-man, half-beast have basis in fact? They show the type of creation which the fallen angels created on this earth by their perverted and unloving thoughts. And your genetic engineers, as you call them, are back at work today, remembering in their souls a time when they truly played at being God eons ago. Will you empower them again to bring forth evil and tamper with the DNA structures? If you do, it is your responsibility to bear the effects of that cause. No one is to change any life form for any reason without God's express permission to do so unless it is for the good of all, which any reasoning and loving person should be able to fathom. All life is a hologram and part of a web in relation to all other aspects of life. Therefore, to change any part of the formula will upset an entire ecological system in which each thing has a relationship in the support of life for all. Your science should only be used to ennoble the race you call man, to improve all life upon the planet, and to respect all other life forms in the universe. Without absolute love and an attitude of service, no planet or its life forms are to be touched or changed in any way. If, in deep meditation and willingness, you listen to your soul and to the higher realms beyond it, ideas may be extended to you to further humanity's progress and to make improvements. You will be told as needed. Otherwise, if you choose to tamper with God's plan for a loving environment and peace for every form of life, there will be a major lesson of remorse to learn in your soul's education. Murder, or the deliberate taking of another life without cause, happens in many ways and is forbidden. Beware you do not fall further still into the belief that you may do as you wish with God's plan for this planet and for all life hereon. We are in the process of helping you upgrade your lower wisdom and love factor to a higher one. Be patient as we work to assist in undoing the miscreations of your soul's past errors, and let the planet unfold naturally in full cycle back to truth, to God. In this time of near instant manifestation, you must proceed with love for all as your theme, as your code of ethics. Through interference with a near perfect plan of creation, try to play God with terrible repercussions for all of mankind. Do not do these unconscious things or think these unhumanitarian thoughts. You defile mankind and God's intention. I, the Christ, who came to teach you love and forgiveness, say this to you now. If governmental and military personnel will lay down this negative pattern of thinking and simply sit in prayer and meditation asking forgiveness and a new opportunity, there is yet time to cleanse many souls and reach the positive love energy of God's magnificent peace. Call on any great beings of the spiritual world whose words touch your own heart. Ask them to tell you the truth about your actions. Establish contact with the good and cease the path which now you tread full of vanity and without compassion for humankind. Ask. See what happens. For no prayer of sincere heart is left unanswered. You shall receive guidance and assistance. Oh, I hear the reply come forward, but our intention is to protect ourselves. And I say to you that you cannot protect yourself against evil by returning evil action. Have you not heard my message? Did I not say to turn the other cheek? Why would I say this? Why would I tell you not to defend yourself? Because the need to defend means you do not understand that there is nothing to defend. All is God. Your only permanent object is a soul. You have nothing else but idols. Your house, your money, your automobiles or airplanes or buildings are impermanent. I tell you they are illusions. And if you put great store in them, you cannot believe in God. Be willing to give your illusions away and your lives will change. Be willing to use them in God's service and they will have value. Hear me. Ask within what your path should be. If you love God and humanity and seek only to grow and serve, your little life will find its perfect niche. And through your joyful connection with the heavenly realms, you will be supported every step of the way up the mountain. There is a plan beyond your fire.